Classic tunes from the other side of the world, independent music, and brand new music here from Canada as well that I usually get to towards the end of the show. If you have any requests, feel free to call through to the studio. And today is actually Aboriginal Day here in Canada, so be particularly interested if anyone has any requests for some Canadian First Nations tunes. I'm going to get to a few of those towards the second half of the show. The on-air number is 604-822-CITR. And also for anyone during the week, if you had some Australian requests or just wanted to get in touch, the email address is ozstranded@fastmail.fm. That's O-Z-S-T-R-A-N-D-E-D at fastmail.fm for you to get in touch with me if you have any requests or wanted to say hi. So today is National Aboriginal Day, so I wanted to devote the show to the First Nations of Australia and Canada. And I'm actually going to start with, before we go into a few Australian tracks, I wanted to actually start with the Coast Salish anthem. As most of you would know, we are actually here on the Coast Salish territory here in the lower mainland of Vancouver. And I found here on YouTube a little clip of two ladies doing the Coast Salish anthem. So let's just start with that to get into the mood here of Aboriginal Day. Listen to the Coast Salish anthem there, the Coast Salish peoples being First Nations of here, the lower mainland in British Columbia, because it is Aboriginal Day and in Canada. And so I'm devoting the show here, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show, to the First Nations of Australia and Canada. And we've actually played a fair few Aboriginal tunes from Australia over the weeks, but today we'll get into a little bit more detail. There's a really interesting gentleman named Vic Sims. I played a song of his last week, but didn't really have a chance to talk much about him. He is a really interesting guy, an Australian Aboriginal songwriter. He had quite a difficult childhood. And he actually spent some time in prison and recorded some music, or wrote some songs and recorded some music in prison. And after he was released from prison, he toured Australia a lot. He actually toured prisons, I guess, a little bit like Johnny Cash with a famous album, Folsom Prison Blues. And he actually also toured Canada with a gentleman named Roger Knox and Bobby McLeod. And actually, I think they played in prisons and reservations here in Canada. So I'm going to play you a song here by Vic Sims, and that'll be followed by a Saltwater Band and an interesting song by Paul Kelly. So here we go. This is Vic Sims, Australian Aboriginal artist.
It's all right, and if you're black, you get back into the shadow. Well, I got up, I left the scene. I tell you, I was dreaming, 'cause still and all, there was no call for him to say you're leaving that way. I got home, I felt alone, I thought my spirit's broken.
Thank you. gather round people, I'll tell you a story, an 8-year long story of power and pride. British Lord Vesty and Vincent Lignari were opposite men on opposite sides. Vesty was fat with money and muscle. Beef was his business, broad was his door. Vincent was lean and spoke very little. He had no bank balance, hard dirt was his floor. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. The Rinji were working for nothing but rations. But once they had gathered the wealth of the land, daily the pressure got tighter and tighter. The Rinji decided they must make a stand. They picked up their swags and started off walking at what a creek. They sat themselves down. Now it don't sound like much, but it sure got tongues talking back at the homestead and then in the town. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. A Vesty man said, I'll double your wages, 18 quid a week you'll have in your hand. Vincent said, uh-uh, we're not talking about wages, we're sitting right here till we get our land. Vesty man roared, Vesty man thundered, it don't stand a chance of a cinder and snow. Vince said, if we fall, others are rising. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. Then Vincent Lignari boarded an airplane, landed in Sydney, big city of lights. And daily he went round softly speaking his story to all kinds of men from all walks of life. And Vincent sat down with big politicians. This affair, they told him, it's a matter of state. Let us sort it out. Why, your people are hungry. Vincent said, no thanks, we know how to wait. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. Then Vincent Lignari returned in an airplane back to his country once more to sit down. And he told his people, let the stars keep on turning. We have friends in the south, in the cities and towns. Years went by, 8 long years of waiting, till one day a tall stranger appeared in the land. And he came with lawyers, and he came with great ceremony, and through Vincent's fingers poured a handful of sand. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. That was the story of Vincent Lignari, but this is the story of something much more. How power and privilege can unmove a people who know where they stand. Stand in the law. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. From
little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
Yes, Mr. Chris Horrific, up at 1 p.m. after the alternative news, alternative radio, which is after this show, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Every Monday, you get to hear some great music from the other side of the world and some new Canadian music as well. And today is National Aboriginal Day, so the whole show is devoted to the First Nations music of Australia and Canada. And we had a great start to the show with, I played you the Coast Salish Nation official song. I actually played that I found on YouTube. And following that was Vic Sims from Australia, Get Back Into the Shadows, his song, followed by a Saltwater Band. And they are a great band, Australian Aboriginal band from the Northern Territory. And following that was Paul Kelly with the classic song From Little Things, Big Things Grow. And that's a great example of modern storytelling and protest music. Paul Kelly wrote that song with a very prominent Australian Aboriginal artist. They wrote that back some time ago now. And Kev Carmody was the second songwriter, and it was a story about Vincent Lingari. He was an Aboriginal man who protested, and his actions led to the formation of the Aboriginal Land Rights Movement, which eventually led to the Commonwealth Aboriginal Land Rights Northern Territory Act 1976, which gave Indigenous peoples of Australia freehold title to traditional lands in the Northern Territory and the power of veto over mining and development in those lands. So Kev Carmody and Paul Kelly, the two great Australian songwriters, were sitting around a campfire one night, and Paul Kelly had a bit of a chord progression coming out, and Kev Carmody just came out with the lyrics about this real-life story of Vincent Lingari. So I played you the Paul Kelly version. I'm going to upload to the show blog an actual live version of both of them doing the show live. If you're interested, the show blog, I actually every week I post up the set list and also a one video from YouTube, actually, each week from one of the songs that I featured. So what you can do, if you want to find it, type into Google Oz Stranded, OzStranded, and it'll come up for you. It's a WordPress blog, and yeah, there you go. So this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and I'd love it if anyone wanted to call through today and request some Canadian First Nations songs. Our number is 604-822-CITR. I've got some more Australian music for the next little while, and then into some Canadian First Nations towards the end of the show, because this is Aboriginal Day here in Canada. So I did play the Saltwater Band there in the first set. Now, one of the musicians from that band is a gentleman named Jeffrey Gurumul Yunupingu, and from the Northern Territory, and he has gone on to have a fabulous career. He's a remarkable man, and I've played him before here on the show. is blind from birth, and he just makes absolutely exquisite music. And he's toured the world to much acclaim, actually. And I've played him in the past. I'm going to play you another song of his now. This song is called Wakun. This is from Jeffrey Gurumul Yunupingu, First Nations from Australia, from the Northern Territory, here on Aboriginal Day, celebrating here on CITR 101.9.
Thank you. Let me take you through the fields of France. Let me take you there. Let the bells ring out in Villebretigny. These photos in these magazines, reality's coming in through the city of Joan of Arc, with these thousands laying rows. Let the bugle sound as we forget them all. I'm talking about the Reds up to no names. I'm talking about the Reds up to Brook. You don't have to feel no shame. 1942, the fall of Singapore, left to die in a jungle war, building that damn railway line. Don't strike that man 3 times in the night. Superstitions in the sand. Feel the light horsemen they ride. I feel him standing here next to me. 1943, the Reds again, bending in the fields far from everyone. Up to Brook, you don't have to mention no names. I'm talking about the Reds up to Brook, you don't have to feel no shame. 1945 in Normandy, when the wells said they stopped raining down lead on everyone. My countrymen, yes, it's time. All will be foot soldiers on the foreign flags. Wake up, my countrymen, yes, it's time. All will be foot soldiers on the foreign land. I'm talking about the Reds up to Brook. You don't have to mention names. I'm talking about the Reds up to Brook. You don't have to feel no shame.
Going to have a party here tonight, son?
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
We like Biltmore, yeah, we like Biltmore.
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
And we're back here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and we're celebrating National Aboriginal Day here in Canada on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and we've been featuring for the first part of the show lots of Australian Aboriginal music. The last song you heard there was Tom E. Lewis. He's a gentleman from Katherine in the Northern Territory, and that was his song The Rats of Tobruk. Now, The Rats of Tobruk actually was a name given to the soldiers of the garrison that held the Libyan port of Tobruk against the Afrika Korps during the siege of Tobruk in World War II. That siege started on April 10th, 1941, and lasted till November. So The Rats of Tobruk, it's kind of a bit of folklore and Australian history. And I'm wondering about his choice of that for a song. I imagine that there would have been some Aboriginal soldiers there in the army. I'm not sure how many there in Tobruk, but yeah, there must have been some there for that siege. That was a song there by Tom E. Lewis, First Nations from Katherine in the Northern Territory of Australia. And before that was that absolutely incredible voice there of Jeffrey Gurumul Yunupingu. He is, he's one of the members from the Saltwater Band, and he is blind from birth and a very gifted musician, and he's made a real name for himself as a solo artist and has toured much of the world. I wanted to just read you something here about Australian Aboriginal music. Oh, and I should say as well, for anyone who would like to call through and request some Canadian Aboriginal music on air today, we have the number is 604-822-CITR, because we're celebrating National Aboriginal Day. And in terms of Australian Aboriginal music, I found something here I just wanted to read out for you from the internet. Just in terms of, I mean, way back to what Aboriginal Australians, their mythology. Of course, in the modern context, Aboriginal music has been a vehicle for social protest. And I played earlier in the show Vic Sims, who played a lot of music about prison justice, Paul Kelly, there with the song from Little Big Things Grow, about the mining protests and the land rights movement. So there has been a lot of social protest music, and also related to, of course, the Stolen Generation. Canada here has, as we know, the residential school system, and Australia had a very similar setup and very similar social problems that have resulted from that. And some of you might have seen the film Rabbit Proof Fence is a really interesting documentation of that in film form about the Stolen Generation in Australia. And there was eventually an apology issued by the Australian Prime Minister only a few years back, prior to actually the Canadian apology, which was more recent. But, I mean, if we're looking way back, Aboriginal mythology tells of a period in the ancient past called the Dreamtime, during which totemic spirits wandered the continent, singing the names of plants, animals, and other natural features. Thus, song brought the world into existence. These totemic spirits left emblems across the continent, and the paths between them are called song lines. Music is thus deeply linked to the creation myth. A band named Yotha Yindi, Yotha Yindi's Mundawe Yunupingu said, "The song is creation. The art is creation. The specialness in that is that we have a heart and mind connection to Mother Earth. Songlines is entrenched within the land itself. The journey of the songlines is from the east to the west. The journey is about following the sun." That's Yotha Yindi's Mundawe Yunupingu there talking about songlines in the Aboriginal musical context. And this is Australian Canadian Aboriginal Day today, and we're going to get through to some Canadian First Nations music in the last 15 minutes. But one more song I just wanted to play for you by a female Aboriginal artist from Darwin in the Northern Territory. This is Shelley Morris. I'm going to play you a song here called Children. And after that, we'll be hearing some contemporary Canadian Aboriginal music. Okay, this is CITR. Thank you. Not much luck there, actually, with that that song. I'm having problems playing it from the input. No problem. What I'm going to play for you instead, before we head into the Canadian First Nations music, I wanted to play you something. This is really neat. The 13 Grandmothers. There's a movement. These are 13 grandmothers. These are elders from all around the world, from various First Nations, who just have decided to form together and to form somewhat of a council, an unofficial council, to give just a message to the world about, you know, where they are, where we are in history, and what our relation to the planet might be, and what maybe we should be thinking about in terms of healing the planet. And these are women with a lot of wisdom and drawing from the strengths of their traditions. So I just wanted to play you something really cool. There's a message here. I'm playing it off YouTube. There are a gathering that they had, speaking to an audience somewhere in the world, where all these 13 grandmothers have got up on stage and they're about to present their own little individual messages to the world. So I thought it might be neat today on Aboriginal Day just to play this. Here we go. This is the 13 grandmothers.
13 mother, grandmothers of this world,
creator, mother, father, maker of the universe,
13 grandmothers
heart
of this world,
of the heavens,
heart grandmothers, of the earth. Grandmothers, 13 grandmothers of this world, grandmothers of this world,
Spirit of the waters, princípio feminino da vida, pureza divina, eu rogo por vós, por sua eterna presença sobre o planeta Terra, para o conforto de todas as criaturas e a purificação da nossa memória divina.
Grandmothers, grandmothers, 13 grandmothers,
for your air. Clean air.
13 grandmothers of this world,
Pakuva. Give thanks to you for the grandpa fire, for your warmth, for your light, for your compassion, for all of my relations.
Grandmothers,
Kukashila, Makoche Kileawanka, mothers of this world, Kukashila. Take care of the earth.
Grandmothers, grandmothers. 13 grandmothers of this world, grandmothers,
the animals grandmothers, don't have a voice.
Grandmothers,
I am their voice. I am the voice for the voiceless.
13 grandmothers of this world,
Tungashla, Wakantanka, Wichasha, Ikche Wichasha, Kiwichaya Washte, Wichaya Kana Ushu Chakila. Bless humanity.
Grandmothers, grandmothers.
My name is Citrin Droma. I pray for the women of the world.
13 grandmothers of this world.
Hadal Hamijanangi, Shibukamanan, Kumbukunan, La Chatelo.
I, Grandmother Rita, pray for the children in order, like become like flowers in order to blossom in utmost beauty.
13 grandmothers of this world,
cho nay na thau na hi cho ta rin che na hi se ni chi che na hi na thau da cho ta na hi
o chi we cho ya
pour que la paix règne dans le monde, il faut respecter ce qu'on vient de dire. Mais la véritable paix est la paix intérieure.
Grandmothers,
merci.
Grandmothers, 13 grandmothers of this world.
We need everyone to become indigenous to any area, every area in the world. And what that means then is understanding what that area, that place requires of us as humans in order not to destroy all of the other living things and to live within context and intelligently in the context of all of the other life forms that are there.
Well, we're part of nature. Paul Hawken says that we're part of nature's immune response system. We're creative people. You know, we're part of the evolutionary process. We're creating this destruction, but we're also got the capacity to evolve our way out of it. There's certainly enough creativity and vision and imagination in the human population to find solutions to all of humanity's problems. And nature has already solved every problem that humans are facing in thousands of ways, in millions of applications. If we look to nature, we can find those solutions, and we can use our own creativity and our tool-making ability to leverage those solutions to really build a sustainable world.
My hope
the
Calgary
is that Festival is that 4 days of 68 artists from 14 countries. Artists! Avid Brothers, Star, St. Vincent, Michael Franti, Timber Tamper, Obijou, Man, Konono Number 1, and DJ Logic. Even more than that, July 22nd to 25th at Prince's Island Park. Let the music take you to Nerdville. Visit CalgaryFolkFest.com on your computer machine. Can I go now?
This is CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, and celebrating National Aboriginal Day here in Canada on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. I just played for you a real neat message there from the 13 grandmothers, who are a collection of elders who've joined from around the world to speak to us younger people about the wisdom that they've gathered about living on the planet and that they've gained through their Indigenous traditions. So there's a nice little message there for Aboriginal Day here in Canada. And it's just time now to play some Canadian First Nations music before we end the show. Here's a local gentleman named George Leach. I'm going to play you a song of his called Young Enough. This is 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show, and celebrating Aboriginal Day here in Canada.
cry.
All right, and welcome back to CITR here on a Monday morning with Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. This is the celebration of Aboriginal Day here in Canada, so we've been playing a lot of fantastic music from Australia and Canada, written and performed by First Nations. Now, that song was by a gentleman named Art Napoleon, and he's actually been quite prolific and awarded some awards for Best Country and Folk in the 2009 CAMA Awards. So that there is Art Napoleon, and he is from British Columbia. And I also played George Leach. Now, he's another First Nations performer here in British Columbia. And before that, of course, was that 13 Grandmothers speech, a really remarkable group of Indigenous elders who've got together to educate us about where we might be at in the planet and what we can learn from in terms of wisdom from First Nations. I'm going to play you a little bit of Buffy St. Marie very soon as well. She's probably the most well-known First Nations artist, well, that I'm aware of anyway. And don't forget, if anyone would like to call through with a request before the end of the show, 604-822-CITR, that would be really fun if you had your own Canadian or Aboriginal First Nations song request.
This is Phil Plait of BadAstronomy.com, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM for UBC in Vancouver, British Columbia.
And so we're nearing the end of the show. Alternative Radio is coming up very soon, but I did not want to finish this show without playing some Buffy St. Marie. I have played her before, but this is a fantastic opportunity to do so again on National Aboriginal Day. I'll play you a song called This Love Goes On. Buffy St. Marie, very little really has to be said from me about the incredible influence she has had on First Nations songwriters here in Canada and her incredible work as an activist, an outspoken member of the musical community for social justice issues. So here we go. This is Buffy St. Marie, and we're pretty much running out of time, unfortunately. I just want to say a little bit about what National Aboriginal Day is. Here's a little bit of information for you. So basically, the Canadian Constitution recognises three groups of Aboriginal people: First Nations, Inuit, and Métis. And although these groups share many similarities, they each have their own distinct heritage, language, cultural practices, and spiritual beliefs. And many people in Canada pushed for a national day to recognise and celebrate Canada's Aboriginal peoples prior to 1996. And finally, in 1995, the Royal Commission on Aboriginal Peoples recommended a National First Peoples Day to be designated. So the Sacred Assembly, a national conference of Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people, called for a national holiday to celebrate the contributions of Aboriginal people. And Canada's Governor-General proclaimed the first National Aboriginal Day in 1996. And in cooperation with Aboriginal organisations, the government chose June 21st as the day because it is near the June solstice. And many of Canada's Aboriginal people celebrated the culture and heritage on or near this day for many generations, so it seemed like an obvious day to put the event on. And it's the National Aboriginal Day provides an opportunity to acknowledge the unique achievements of First Nations, Métis and Inuit in fields as diverse as agriculture, the environment, business and the arts, which is what we're doing here on the show today. So I'm going to leave you with Buffy St. Marie, and thank you for tuning in for another show. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. And up next we have Alternative Radio, and then the fantastic Chris Horrific with his ever-exciting show, Parts Unknown. So thanks very much, and have yourself a great day and week.
Sat beside a beaver dam and watched the winter grow. Ice was hard with little tracks appearing on the snow. Fog is in the valley now and all the geese have gone. Across the moon I saw them go, and still this love goes on and on.
still this love goes on. Once I saw the summer flowers turn the fields to sun. Up and down a mountainside I watched the summer run. Now the fields are muffled in white and snow's on the dawn. Morning comes on shivering wings and still this love goes on and on. Still this love goes on. In every dream I can smell the sweet grass burning. In my heart I can hear the drum and hear the singers soaring and see the jingle dancers. And still this love goes on and on. Still this love goes on. Friends of his fell in love in a powwow town, and you know how that is. Beaded girls and painted ponies turn your life around. Now you're singing Kesaki Den on and on, on and on and on and on. And in every dream I can smell the sweet grass burning. Still this love goes on and on. Still this love goes on. And still this love goes on and on. Still this love goes on. And still this love goes on and on. On and on and on and on. And still this love goes on and on. Still this love goes on.
We measure phantom wealth in the hundreds of trillions of dollars at the expense of the real wealth of people, community, and nature. We can and we should evaluate economic performance against indicators of what we really want: healthy children, families, strong communities, and vibrant natural systems. This, of course, would place life radically reframe both our public and private economic priorities.
That's David Corton, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of On Money or Life. They strutted up and down the avenue in those